Now we come to some specific topic. So this year I wanted to hold this presentation in German at the Chemnitzer Linux Days. It's one of the last Linux Days in Germany, but it's small because the original Linux Days are dead because of commercialism. And I want to talk about the stoppers of open source medical software in Germany. So let's go back in the history. You have doctor unions. Doctor unions. Before 1990, in 1933, if you remember this, this was the time when Hitler took over in Germany. We had turmoil, we had the character suppression and so on. The doctors were actually striking and they were threatening the state. So they were incorporated, the doctor unions became part of the state, and these are now our unions, which control and which we speak through to the state. This is relevant, that's why I'm talking about it. So in 1990 there was a reunion, and I'm now living in East Germany, which was GDR. Before that there was a completely different system. So now I'm in the Western system of the union system, which is incorporated, so it's not really union. So there were new unions formed, but in 1990 a new idea came up of computers. So what could computers be used? No, not for the patient, but for accounting. So there was some format made for accounting, which we still use. It's an interchange format, simple to use. It's just text. It's good that we still use it because it still saves our assets. Like if the software which I have to use fails to change something, like some field of the patient accounting stuff, I just open a text editor and just change it. So this is something really nice. It saved my ass for many times. And of course, with accounting data, this is worth money. For saving the doctors from fraud, because they are doctors, they're not programmers, they're not software, the union started to license software vendors, and they made the licensing details, which software is allowed to be used by doctors in the union. But over time, the accounting got more complex and complex. Like at the beginning there were like four numbers what you did to the patient. Like the patient came to you, you talked to him, and not much more. But now you have a number for nearly everything, like every different vaccination. If it's the first, the second, the third has a different number, and it's all like 5 to 6 numbers and characters. Just see my talk of last year where I was talking about the accounting and how ugly it is. But there's this natural course of computers not being used what they were intended for. So computers could make life easier, but here they were just used for even harder accounting, because on my side I'm entering the accounting numbers, on the other side the control can be now easier automated, so people lose their connection to the people who enter numbers, and that way the bloat increases over time. So fossils in politics. It's not like the best technical standard wins, it's also big politics. So accounting is something which is control. Control is politics, and as I said, it's not real unions we have. We have unions which are part of the state, and this is of course then used by the Ministry of Health to control us doctors. So now most doctor functionaries, so these are the people who are in this system, are above 60 years old. They don't realize what digitalization is, what computers are, and they believe the people of the religion of digitalization. So they don't know what it is, they just repeat it because it's cool. It's like 60-year-old hipsters. German politicians, I think that's nothing new for other countries too, always have the economy as top priority. It's not that people have healthcare, it's about just the economy growing. That's what we see in Corona too. And doctor functionaries are not allowed to say anything against the state, that's why the unions were incorporated. So we have a big show now which pretends that we doctors are on our own, we can decide what we want, but on the other side it's just control. So the circle of corruption begins. You have a doctor union which keeps the licensing high. This increases of course the entering into the market. And there, over time, there's personnel exchange in between software vendors and doctor unions. And this prevents new vendors from coming in. Doctors are forced to use the software because it's our union. But then think of it, our union gives the details, how much we have to pay, and they increase it because they're corrupt. So we doctors have no real market economy now to decide what we want. So as an example, there was some medication plan introduced in Germany, which is just like a LibreOffice medication plan with QR code generated. You could do this as a script. So for licensing this software module, you would have to pay 10k euro to the union, and every doctor had to pay 600 euro for the initial installation and 20 euro per month to maintain this LibreOffice template. Yes, 20 euro per month to maintain a LibreOffice template. Of course, this failed because no one really cares, no one uses it, but that's just a basic example. The same applies for other digitalization stuff. So the whole system is corrupted, there's no exit point, it needs a big explosion. I hope that Corona will bring that. So why is open source the only option? Medicine is so complex, one company cannot afford the resources to build such software. You have like big catalogs of diseases, you have new therapies, you have online resources now, like PubMed we were talking about, and all of this should come together to inform the doctor about the best treatment for the patient. But if there's no market economy and all is just made around accounting, yes, the whole system now in Germany is just made about accounting and controlling the doctor. And for example, encryption is a good topic. Like, we want the best crypto standard, we want the best crypto to be used to protect patient data, but now we have just closed windows which use some crypto library from Microsoft, and that's the best. No, there's just a handful of crypto experts who could really analyze the code that is used. So only open source is an option. They will only do that if they don't have to sign some NDA, if they don't have to if they contribute to some bigger project which is used everywhere. That's the only way. But it's something the companies, now protected by the union, will only realize once the market is broken up. During Corona, as I told you people yesterday, open source succeeded, and there's no real rectification of the old licensing middle. It's because we're talking about people's lives. It's like the big discussion why NewMed isn't growing or isn't used here, because the NewMed looks good. There's a patient file, you can enter diagnosis, but the real stuff, that's the licensing by my doctor union. It's complicated, and this year it will get really complex because they said in the new licensing that you have to get some PDF files from some website of a central institution for recommendations of treatments, and this has to be parsed, then integrated in a database, but it's all non-machine readable stuff which every software vendor has to do on their own, and of course the costs will be put to the doctors. And now we have a big crisis there about financing our healthcare system. I hope things will just explode. That's my hope. So, yes, this is a short topic because it was just a filler I added to. I just came up. I hope it is a bit interesting, because the thing is, open source is getting big. Open source is taking over markets, but there are some niche markets everywhere, and somehow they are not broken up yet. Why aren't they broken up yet? Like, you have specialized software in devices and so on. There are theories why they are not broken up. Like, but there are some ways how open source will win in nearly every market. First of all, it's a generation thing. Like in Microsoft, you now have the old developers going away, and they only find developers who were trained to use open source. That's why Microsoft is using or going close to open source. They realize that you can easily get professionals. Okay, let's see their questions. First of all, question by Parasite. You mentioned LibreOffice. Are doctors encouraged to use free software with someone? Parasite, no, not at all. There's no big movement of using open source or free software in medicine here. Everything's closed. Like I told ADC yesterday, there's SPSS, which is taught to medical students for static analysis, but this project is like the Excel stuff we hear about genetic problems of using, or genetic papers written in Office and Excel being used, but some bug in Excel actually made actually was a replacement bug in Excel, and that's why some genetic code in many papers got wrong. So it's a mediocre software used everywhere, and it creates bugs like SPSS. You have a rounding problem in SPSS, and this made some studies completely unusable. And I guess there are really many other problems out there. Like yesterday, it said that we want the raw data. That's the reason why. Because with the raw data, I can really see if there's no software problem. Because there's so many ways how you can calculate stuff wrong. And just by changing one small digit, you can make a medication work or not work. And then, I hope this is the answer. Actually, it's no. We are more the starters to move this, so I'm keeping the discussion up, and maybe something will fail. Joshua is mentioning that an emergency free and available simple solutions that work get a boost. Yes. That's how things need to be easily installable, and it's not like the old days where you go to some local shop and get some software. Now you just go to Google, search for something. Oh, it's free. Install it. Oh, there's some small command, and it's done. And then it's used. So reduce the entry barriers. Then Evil Bob is saying, is there an official open standard for sharing, exchanging medical information in Germany? Evil Bob, there is one which is from 1990. It's the exchange format I am telling you about. It's what people say, oh, just you can use it, but imagine it like that. You go to the software, then say export this whole patient, and then this whole patient data is then imported somewhere. This is what they say, oh, we are interoperable. It's not really what I think of being an exchange format as, but actually it's from 1990, so it hasn't been changed. Now the new thing is we have this healthcare telematics. They try to make some a patient file which is interoperable, but it will go miserably wrong. If you search for FHIR, I will post it. This is the standard they want to use, but it's like a committee deciding about values in XML and JSON of some file. Yes, just look at it and vomit and turn around and never look at it again. It will fail miserably. It's like W3C deciding about the next XML standard for web services. As it's a lifetime waste. You just see, if you look at it, they had a standard for patient data or patient files, patient names and so on. And then the Germans came and said, oh, we want first some vaccination pass online. And of course, the first thing the committee people did, they made their own standard on patient files, on patient names. So it's now completely incompatible now. Yeah, it's just crap. Yes. I don't look at it. I'm doing my own thing. That's the only thing you can do now, and then your solution wins. So that was my talk about OSS. Anyone got any other question? I mean, it's more like a moving topic. But we wait for the explosion of the telematics, and we wait for the explosion of the whole system, which is geriatric, old, and not moving anymore. Yes, boom. We wait for the boom, for the big boom of the system.